Hey guys, welcome to Publitio's tutorial about the watermarks. Today we're going to examine how watermarks work and how you apply them. As you can see, I already have two watermarks uploaded and tested. There are watermark IDs, PubSmall, with the link to the watermark. The second one is basically the same one, but it has a different positioning inside of the image. Now, if we wanna create a new watermark, you can click create watermark. You can upload a new image. Let's say use a logo which is 600 pixel with 600p big. Let's use it on the center and won't be using any padding. The padding means how much pixels to move from the top and from the left side or the right side, depending which positioning you choose. If you choose top left, it's going to be from the left side. If you choose bottom right, it's going to be from the right side to towards the center. But let's use the center, and we won't be using any padding. So after the watermark has been created, you can preview it, how it looks. And one thing to note, the watermarks do not scale. So if you use a big watermark on a small image, you will be covering most of the area on image. Let me show you example of what I'm talking about. So we already have an image, the grains, which I have watermarked with watermark PSmall left top, and you can see it's here. Now we want to change this watermark to use centered one that we just uploaded, and if I use pbig, it's going to take almost half of the image screen. So please be aware that watermarks will not scale, and using this watermark maybe makes sense if I use it on an original image, because the original image is quite big. So yeah, here Publitio logo does make a sense. But if I'm using the cropped version of the image, that will not make sense at all. Okay, just to make sure you understand that. If you want to preview your watermarks, you can go to the preview. If you need to edit the watermark or change its position or something else, you can do it from here. If you need to change the padding, you're not happy where it's positioned, the file that already had the watermark has to be reconverted, because it won't work, it won't reapply on existing content. So you will have to initiate a reconversion. Now, the second way how to watermark image is during the upload process. So if you select an image, let's use this 600 by 600 pixel image, and we want to apply a small watermark. And when we start the upload, all the uploaded files are going to be watermarked immediately without any need to change that. So as you can see, the watermark has been applied on our image. So during the upload process, if you want to do the batch upload and you want to upload 100 images and apply a watermark immediately on all of them, it can be done through the upload process. So please make sure to understand that, and happy watermarking.